Hello, and welcome to Housewives on Housewives. I'm Raquel.
And I am Becky.
And we are here today. This episode is Real Housewives of New York, Season 11, Episode 2, Things Are Going South.
No, it's Things Are Going Southampton.
Oh, I was wondering what the ellipses were for.
And I gotta say, they have the best titles New York does.
They do, if I could read them all.
Well, it is like a bit of a pain to get like the full title. Like, I'm like, now how do I see the, what's the rest of that?
I just thought it was ellipses, and then I thought, that's not how you use ellipses. That's wrong. I was gonna make a point of it, but clearly it was my issue.
Things Are Going Southampton. God.
Good title.
Yes, it's a very good title.
So before we jump in, we are begging you guys to please...
Raquel's begging you.
Becky's encouraging me to beg you. That's as far as she'll go. Please review us. 5 stars are always good.
They are. If you feel differently, though, you know, still tell us about it. Don't just review, like... Tell us why.
Yeah, tell us why.
You don't like us.
Yeah, we'll try to do it better.
Well, maybe not, but we still want to know. You know, the thing is you can accidentally hit stars and not realize it.
Oh, what if there's accidentally like a 1 star? That suck. That's going to be an accident. If we ever get a 1 star review,
it's
we're going to know it's an accident. But it would really help us because what we want to try to do is make these more timely in that they come out closer to the episode air date.
Mm-hmm.
So we need help. We need your guys' help. Please tell everyone you know if they're a Housewives fan, if you like our show, to listen. And please, please, please rate and review. Not only does it make us very happy, it could help us to
Y'all
get...
should see our giddy text back and forth
oh
when
my
we get a good
God,
review.
It's we're so,
ridiculous.
We're so lame. It's funny. It cracks us up, but it does make us that happy. It makes us so happy we turn lame. All right, so on to the show. And of course, in every second episode, we get the taglines.
Yay, taglines are fun.
Taglines. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to?
I can go first. We start with Luann de Lesseps. I guess she's lost her countess title.
Mm-hmm.
I plead guilty to being fabulous.
Yes, you do. And I'm going to serve you a sentence of absolutely right. You're going to serve, you get a lifetime sentence of fabulosity.
Maybe.
All right.
I'm not going to go that far, but we'll see.
Ramona Singer. The only thing I'll settle for is more.
Of course.
Godoy.
Why wouldn't you, Ramona?
No, just moving on.
All right, Sonia Morgan. People call me over the top, but lately I prefer being a bottom.
Okay, she knows the gay crowd. She knows what that means, right? Is she like literally just telling America on a weekly basis, I'm a bottom? I'm just curious.
This is where I like it.
Yeah. Sonia, you do you.
And she will.
And she will. Or let others do you. And we know where. All right. Tinsley Mortimer. Game? Set? Now I need a match.
Oh, wow. It's kind of sad.
I know.
I'm sorry, Tinsley.
I know, Tinsley.
All right. Bethany Frankel. When life gives me limes, I make margaritas.
Okay, you can't just change sayings out of the blue. You can't. I'm sorry. And Bethany, you're smarter than that. You're better than that. You can't just, like, that's the straw that broke the rhinoceros' back. You can't just swap out words of famous sayings. Sorry.
Oh, that's the pencil that broke the rhinoceros' back is what you're supposed to say.
All right, and finally, Dorinda Medley, if you've got a problem with me, it's your problem.
Absolutely, Dorinda, I 100% agree.
And that's actually true. Like, if you've got a problem, it is your problem, because you've got the problem. It's kind of repetitive, but...
Okay.
All right, we get you, Dorinda.
We get you,
Dorinda Medley.
All right. We start at Ramona's house.
Mm-hmm.
Ramona is having trouble getting Dorinda's luggage up the stairs.
I am frankly amazed that Ramona's even willing to pick up a bag.
She's even trying.
Yeah.
I mean, her maid is like holding all the weight, but still.
But still.
And then Tinsley. Oh my gosh.
Well, they show up in one piece, which is good news for all of us.
And she's like, I turn my blinker on. I'm being such a good driver. I even turn my blinker on going into the driveway. Well, you're kind of supposed to.
Yeah,
because someone might be on the street behind you.
Or coming out of another driveway in front of you.
Point of a blinker, right?
The only time a blinker is overused is if you accidentally keep it on the freeway for miles and miles. Otherwise, always use it. When in doubt, turn signal. That's my thing.
I know. But Sonia, you know, she's like, I thought she was going to be a crazy ass driver because she's always like, ah, sorry.
I loved Sonia's logic too. She's a good driver, so she'll be a good mother.
I know, right?
Is that how that works, Becky?
I know. I was like, I don't know where you're getting that. Okay, if you can drive, you can mother.
You know? It's funny that you actually need a license to drive, but you don't need one to be a mother, which, frankly, I have issues with that.
Right? No, you're totally right. Okay, so Tinsley brings caviar to Ramona as a hostess gift. I mean, that is the best hostess gift ever.
Ever.
We're not going to do the raid and the
iron and the...
No. Yeah. Raquel, next time you come over, bring me some freaking caviar.
I'm going to bring it. You know, I don't know how much there was, too. That was a huge bag.
I know.
I'm dying.
I know. And Ramona's like, takes it, and she's like, oh, thanks. Like, and then she goes, wait, is this what's really in here?
Yeah, I know. I love this. She's just like, you know, I really hate whatever you got me that was meaning to be sweet. It's probably, you know, this
candle.
Can you
imagine if she put like a bottle of wine or a candle in a caviar bag and handed it to Ramona?
Ladies, if you send Ramona gifts from now on, please put everything, no matter what, like a pair of socks I need to see in a caviar bag.
That's hilarious. Tinsley's like, I mean, I was hoping you would open it while we were here. I mean, open it before you even go upstairs, Tinsley. Dude, like, dig in.
Eat it in the car and bring it open. That's what I would have done. Hello. But I love that Tinsley's wise to Ramona's ways, where she's like, if I don't say something, bitch is going to take this back to New York and serve it up like she bought it.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it cracks me up.
Yeah, I'm sure it's $500 worth of caviar. What do you think?
I don't know. We were going to do, remember that one, I think it was New Year's, we were going to do caviar.
Yeah.
And then I went to Whole Foods and I saw how much caviar cost. It's like,
hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend ounce. $300 for everyone to have a half a taste.
Exactly. It's like a Coke spoonful each of us would have had.
A what spoonful?
Nothing. Never mind. What?
Okay. So Sonia has long hair extensions from
good.
A previous shoot. Sure they do. I mean, it's obviously fake, but you know, why not?
I think Sonia looks really good this season.
She does. And I do have to admit, those long hair extensions do go perfectly with all the mermaid outfits
they
Dorinda
do.
Brought.
She's absolutely correct.
That's kind of ridiculous, but I could see having fun with it. And that's what Dorinda says. She's like, one of my promises I made to myself is I want to be more fun. Do more fun, lighthearted stuff. So why not?
I actually wrote down, they're so ridiculous, and I love them so much.
I know, right?
I absolutely want to have mermaid outfits.
And they all look pretty amazing in them.
I know. They look really good.
Yeah.
They're flattering mermaid. I mean, I don't know what your average mermaid outfit looks like.
Well, I'm not sure that I would look as good in that particular mermaid outfit, but am I starting to sound like Tinsley, like...
Yeah.
You know how she was like, looked the best. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so awful. It looks awful. But anyway, Sonia's like tripping out over him. Like, oh, yay.
Yeah.
And Ramona comes in and she's like, oh, I want the breast things. Like rubbing her breast.
I love that she can't even come up with the word shell.
She, bikini but, top.
Yeah. She totally like feels herself up.
I want the breast
things. Yeah, I want the breast things. Don't we all, Ramona? Don't we all?
Okay. So then we go to Bethany's house, and Bethany says, so, Luann, are you going to wait a year to date? Talking about being an AA, it's a common thing to be like, you don't need to start any new relationships while you're an AA.
Yeah, isn't it? Like, as far as I remember, it's you get a plant, and then you get a pet, and then if you're still sober after a year, you should start dating.
I don't know about the plant and the pet, but I do know that they suggest that you don't get in new relationships for a year.
Regardless, of whether the person's an AA or not, right?
Because that's what Luann says. No, they say wait a year to date anyone in AA.
I don't remember that step.
Well, Luann, you are in AA, so nobody should date you. They need to wait a year. Right?
Well, no, I think what she's trying to say, which I don't believe is correct, is that if you're in AA, you can't date another person in AA.
No, that's what Luann's trying to say, but I've always heard that someone in AA doesn't need to start a new relationship.
Yeah, and I think that's right.
Yeah, which makes sense, and it also makes sense not to date someone in AA because you guys both have problems and you need to work through those problems, like, individually before you go hooking up.
I guess maybe when you get to be a little bit older, it's like, dude, I'm running out, I can't afford a year. You know, if I make it through this week, I'm going to just start dating everyone I see.
Well, she can't afford not to take that year to take care of herself either. You got to look at it from that angle too.
I don't know.
Because she was on a downward spiral. If she doesn't take care of herself, she may not be living another year.
That's true. That's true.
So, then this scene ends with Luann saying, let's call Sonia and get her for dinner tonight. I want to see Sonia, which sounds so ridiculous.
Wait, who says that?
Luann.
So she wants to see. Well, I can see that. She likes her Sonia.
I guess. But she knows whose house she's at and who she's with. But anyway.
Yeah.
So then we're back at Ramona's.
Ramona's like, Bethany is close to Luann right now out of default.
Yeah. I mean, she's kind of true because she's like, Bethany's not close to anyone. And it's like, who is she close to? Which, I mean, that's true with Bethany. She doesn't get close to people.
No.
And when she does, she sabotages those relationships. Like everyone, even with Carol. You know that was Bethany.
Weird. I know.
You know that was her.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just like her issue.
I don't know.
So Ramona says, you know, I wanted everyone to go to dinner. I invited Bethany and Luann, but of course I didn't hear from them. And at this point is when Luann calls Sonia and she's giving her a hard time for staying with Ramona.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ramina. That's what Luann called her.
She's calling her mean. I didn't get it. I heard her say that and it just kind of went over my head.
Oh, it cracked me up.
Oh my gosh. I mean, yeah, Luann is pretty like petty these days.
Well, yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
she's a lot right now.
She's asking a lot. I mean, I realize clearly we know that she's going through issues, but right. I think as we mentioned in
her
the first
friends
one,
friends are giving her some grace, but she's quite a lot.
And you know, it's your issue. You need to learn how to deal with it
right.
without everyone else walking on eggshells.
Exactly. So
Sonia is trying to be diplomatic in explaining why she's at explaining why she's at Ramona's and not Luann's. And it's like, well, it's like in typical Sonia. Well, you know, because 1 year I'll stay at her house. The next year I stay at, this is just the turn.
Right.
It's like, what?
She's like, but I really want to see you and I want to bring my dog to dinner. Like, she's just cuckoo, which is why we love Sonia.
I know. She's so spacey.
So she
does agree to go to dinner.
She does agree. And Luann's in her confessional and Luann's full of herself. I'm hosting a dinner for my friends who were there for me for the intervention. Barbara, Anne, and of course, Bethany. Sonia wasn't there for me for the intervention, but I'm including her because she's always been so supportive of me throughout the process. It's like, get over yourself. You just want to cause a riff. You're just making things more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of making things more difficult, Barbara pipes in while they're on the phone with Sonia on speaker at Ramona's. Did you hear about the clam bake that none of you are invited to?
Like, I know, it's right?
Like, Barbara, you're meeting her for dinner tonight. You can't bring that up then?
I know. And Sonia's like, yes, Ramona knows all about it, and she's super excited.
I know. I love that Sonia, like, just sabotages. Like, listen, if you're going to be stupid,
guys,
I'm going
to... Guys, you're talking to Sonia.
Yeah, you're going to pay for it.
You know what you're getting into.
I just loved it where she's like, hey, guy, everyone's invited to the clam bake. Luann, Dorinda can't wait to see you. I mean, it's just... perfect.
Okay, so Luann's confessional. This is really hard for me to understand, Luann. Speaking about not wanting to be around Ramona right now, she says, quote, it's damaging to the way I feel about myself.
Oh.
Being around Ramona is damaging to the way I feel about myself.
Okay.
Even the thought of being around Ramona right now is like, give me a cocktail. I mean,
that's right.
What does that even mean? It's damaging to the way I feel about myself. Like, Who do you think you are? If you can't be around people, then don't go out, Luann.
That's the deal. It's,
which is fine. Yeah. It's fine if you need to take this time. But why are you putting this wedge between an entire group of friends?
Totally.
It's your issue to deal with.
And you can't expect, again, mm-hmm. other people to, you know, take stuff out of their lives to make you
right.
comfortable. This right. is something you're going to have to, this is lifelong.
Right.
You're going to have to learn to deal with
it's
it.
It's not like she's married to Barbara or Bethany.
Right.
Like, you know.
And Ramona, I love that Ramona's like, I don't care what people think about her. I don't care what people think about me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do me. And then she does this weird, like, Valley Girl, let it go. I don't even know how she said it, but it was so Valley.
I kind of like Ramona's, like, she doesn't give a crap attitude.
I mean, to an extent, I agree.
I do. Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, Sonia tells Ramona, obviously they're being a little catty, but they're like, no, we don't want to see Ramona tonight. We want to see her tomorrow night. It's like, okay, whatever, oh Sonia.
It's so high school.
She's trying so hard. I know.
So the blondes all put on their mermaid outfits.
I know. So Ramona shows up first in hers.
Oh my God. That was awesome.
We see Sonia going down the stairs on her butt.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's like, oh my gosh, why don't y'all put these on downstairs outside?
That was my thought. Yeah, like, it's just like,
why are you torturing yourself?
Yeah. But it's not nearly as bad as watching Ramona try to, oh, it's killing
downstairs, me. Downstairs, it really is going to take her all day to get down there.
I mean, honest to God, it's like, build an escalator for this woman.
I know.
She is not, and yeah. then when she finally gets down, when she, like the little cardboard or whatever is in that tail, she kind of trips on it in the grass.
It's pretty hilarious.
It's pretty funny.
So
they do a photo shoot because apparently that's what the yeah. housewives do.
No, absolutely. It's pretty funny. And this is when, Sonia says that Tinsley, you know, what does she say? She's the cutest mermaid, but the sick and ironic thing is Tinsley will go on for weeks saying, I looked horrible. I didn't look good. And Sonia's like, you know what? I'm probably just going to punch her out so I don't have to hear it.
Oh my God. I see, that to me seems a little shady because she didn't say that. And
we don't hear her saying
it. There might be some residual Sonia anger.
Yeah, we didn't hear her saying anything
at all. And she's never struck me mm-hmm. as that kind of person where that kind of.
Oh, I do think she is kind of that person.
The humble brag kind of a thing?
Yeah. Well, yeah, just like, oh my God. Not that she's wanting people to tell her that she looks good. I think she really feels like she looks horrible.
She might have a little insecurity. Yeah, yeah, but she doesn't strike me as a humble brag.
No. But I do have to say that Sonia, instead of wearing the shell bikini top,
mm-hmm.
she had her mermaid fin pulled all the way up.
Two of them did. So did, there was one other.
Did Dorinda?
Dorinda, yeah.
She did?
Yeah.
I was like, that's not the way mermaids dress. They
I
all
kinda
have
liked
a bikini.
It.
No, that's not how they dress. They all have a bikini top. I mean, if you want to do that, put the bikini top over it.
I would just pull it all the way up.
I thought it looked awkward and weird.
Okay, listen, I don't know what your experience is with mermaids, but I mean, my mermaid.
I can tell you what my experience is going to be. We're going to get mermaid outfits and shell tops. We're going to go down to the public YMCA.
We so are. Oh my God, that'd be awesome.
Hey Raquel, our pizza just arrived.
Oh,
we need to take a break.
We're going
to
take a break. We'll be right back. That was some good pizza. Mm-mm-mm. All right. So, Sonia and Barbara and Ramona.
No.
I'm wrong.
Sonia, Ramona, Dorinda, and Tinsley.
All right. Are dropping off. Sonia's being dropped off at Olive.
No, it's Almond.
Oh, it's Almond?
Oh, my gosh, Raquel. Okay. So Ramona's crew is headed out to dinner, but they first have to drop Sonia off across the street at Almond. Sonia's having dinner with the brunettes while across the street, the blonde bombshells mm-hmm. are having dinner. Okay, so Sonia meets Barbara first, and this is Sonia. She's like, I met Barbara years ago. We know a lot of socialites in common. But as businesswomen, we would cater to society. What does that even mean, Raquel?
Are they socialites or did they cater to socialites?
No, she said it's two separate things.
No, I know. She's saying like
we know a lot of socialites in common, but as businesswomen, we cater to society.
It's remote. It's Sonia. Who knows?
It makes zero, absolutely no sense.
I don't know that I could even call Sonia a businesswoman.
Of course, nobody does. That's the whole joke. But anyway, whatever.
Who out there is still waiting for that toaster oven? Anyone?
Not me. Okay, so Sonia's not drinking. I mean, she will if she wants to, but she's like, no, I'm not drinking tonight. I'm not drinking much. Dorinda's not drinking. Lou's not drinking.
Barbara's drinking. She was shocked Sonia was like, yeah, you're not like, drinking?
Yeah, it's like everyone's going down. So then as soon as we go back to Ramona, Dorinda, and Tinsley, as soon as they sit down, Ramona says, I've been with you girls all day. Can I just go to the bar for like 10 minutes come back?
She totally, that's all she learned in her swimming class was how to do a lap around the bar to find
that's
men.
That's what she says, I'm going to do a lap. Tinsley's just like, what, are you kidding me?
Oh,
it's just like, fine, just go. Just
yeah,
go.
Just leave, please, go on.
I know.
Go on.
I know. All right, so we go back to Barbara and Sonia, and Barbara says, that's great that Dorinda's not drinking. And Sonia's like, yeah, Luann's taking care of herself. Dorinda's taking care of herself. And this is where Barbara brings up her party, saying that Luann's in a vulnerable state. She doesn't want to be around Dorinda right now.
Right.
And she's like, can you just bring Tinsley to the clam bake?
What a horribly awkward position to be put in.
Poor Sonia.
I know.
Right?
I felt so bad for Sonia because Sonia's just like, here I am between them again.
No, Barbara is, she's being a little, I mean.
I think she's trying to bring a little drama that this clearly has enough drama.
Well, she's just not being cool and she's just not being above water. It's like, You know what? Your clam bake. If you don't want someone to come or if you have certain terms on why they can come, like, don't get someone else to do your dirty work.
Barbara, I can't remember who said it, but, you know, just be cool. Don't be all, you know, uncool.
Who said that?
That was Luann.
Just be cool.
You know, don't be all uncool. One of my favorite I want that on my gravestone. So
and then she's
realizes,
what about Ramona? She's my hostess and she's all excited to come.
I mean, it really is. She's staying with Ramona. Right. She doesn't want Ramona. She's staying there with Dorinda. They don't want Dorinda. Handle your shit?
And she's already showed up to this dinner and separated herself.
Yeah.
It's like really a lot to put on Sonia and it's just not cool. It's totally uncool.
So Barbara, I think she kind of comes to her senses and is just like, okay, I'll disinvite Dorinda.
No, she didn't. No, she said to, Sonia, can you just have Dorinda give Luann a call or a text?
There is a point where she goes, well, if I just have to disinvite her or if I have to.
Oh, she didn't say that to Sonia. She put it all on Sonia, maybe in her confessional.
Probably in her confessional.
She said this, but she's all bark and no bite.
Okay.
She doesn't really.
She totally is. Cause you see that later in the episode too.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. So she's just like, just have Dorinda give her a call or a text. And Sonia's like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Because she wants them to make up.
Like, yeah, I mean, and that's, you know, that's kind of reasonable. I still think that she's putting herself into the middle of a situation that, you know.
So poor Tinsley and Dorinda are sitting at this dinner by themselves. And, you know, they're making fun of this. It's like, dude, we're having dueling dinners here. Like,
it's hysterical.
What is up with this?
I know, it's so dumb.
Yeah, it's really dumb. And then Bethany arrives to meet Sonia and Barbara. Bethany mentions how hard it is to go out because she'll see someone that she hasn't seen since Dennis passed.
Yeah.
And it just brings on the waterworks for her again.
And I'm sure in the Hamptons, since it's, I assume I've not been, but it's small community. Everyone probably knew Dennis. They know her, you know.
Right.
So yeah, it's got to be an ordeal every time you step out for the first year.
Luann arrives. She's like, it's great to be out celebrating, have my girlfriend's support. It's like, slow down, Luann, slow down. You've been out of rehab a week. Like, you're like, slow down, girlfriend. This is not going to end well if you keep at this pace.
I feel like Luann is kind of taking all of the good things that come with recovery and putting it to the umpteenth percentage.
Well, the thing is like, you just, can't expect to be fixed this quickly.
Well,
it's
yeah,
like, just slow down. You'll get there, girl, but you're not there today.
But she's taking all the positives and running with those. And all the negatives, she's like, I'm not going to deal with that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's not my problem.
Yeah, so she's only kind of, like, you have to accept the whole package.
Right, right. Okay, so Ramona returns to Tinsley and Dorinda, and we find out there's only gay men at this bar, at least the good-looking ones that Ramona might be
the only ones that Sonia is attracted, or that Ramona's attracted
yeah.
to.
Yeah,
she. There's just a pattern here.
Yes, for sure. And she recognizes that. What's happening? Like, I'm off my game.
Yeah.
And she says that all of her men prospects are in their 40s, and one of the men she saw for 8 months told her, I really want to have a child, and I spoke with my therapist, and she said I should ask you, so will you have a child with me?
Can Bullshit.
You imagine? Can you imagine if you're 60 years old and some 40-year-old something man said, my therapist said I should ask you? I mean, are you kidding
I think this
me?
Is all fantasy land in Ramona's head, because nobody in their right mind is going to look at her and say, do you want to have a kid?
Oh, I believe there's for sure, man. One, she's...
She can't have kids. She's 160 years old. She's not going to be able to have
kids. There's modern medicine. There's
at
for
sick,
sure.
No, no way. Whatever. I think that she's trying to say, like, I'm still attractive enough to men who want to... I'm still attractive enough that
no,
men...
she's the... It's not about her being attractive. She's the whole package. She's on a reality TV show, successful in that way. She has a bank full of money. Like,
I just think it's ridiculous
just,
to assume that anybody would yeah. ask her if she could still have kids. That's just not an option.
Well, and Dorinda follows up and says, do you want to be 70 and have a 10-year-old? Because she's 60.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't even want to be 50 and have a 10-year-old.
Poor Tinsley.
Poor Tinsley sitting Poor Tinsley. There. She's 43 right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's sitting there, doesn't have the promise of having a child, but she does plan on having a child. And she's like, oh my God, that's me. Like, I mean, that's worse than me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm old. I would be older than that. And Dorinda turns to her.
She offers
like,
words, very sweet, helpful advice.
But oh so true. She's being honest.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be a nightmare. Tinsley, I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, because if you want a child, I support you 110%. I say go for it. But Dorinda's right. But, you know, it'll be worth it. You
well,
won't regret
and we're
it.
We're talking about, like, Tinsley, yeah, 43. Absolutely. If you want to have a baby,
right.
I can see it.
Right.
Ramona?
No, and Ramona doesn't want to. She's not stupid.
Well, she's stupid, but she might not be stupid in that way. Yeah, I think that the parenthetical title of the season so far should just be Poor Tinsley.
Oh. I know, bless her.
Oh,
all right,
God.
So we're back at Luann's table, and she's mentioning how she's glad she didn't get the mega mansion.
Yeah, she was going a little crazy, apparently.
Yeah, Bethany calls it intervention weekend.
Yeah, this house she wanted to buy, 8,000 square feet, mm-hmm. $6 million mansion.
And it was upstate New York, which nobody lives up there anyway. It's like, well, where are you going to live when you're in the city? And two, she was, I heard something about, like, it was really only $5 million, but because she wanted it so bad, she's like, I'm going to pay $6 million, so I'm sure to
get it. Yeah, this was a lot of over-talking. It was hard to hear because they were in a restaurant. But apparently she was texting all kinds of people, emailing everybody.
Yeah. She, said
she even asked Dennis.
She asked Dennis, everyone she knew, for $6 million. She asked Bethany and then started bashing Bethany because she wouldn't give it to her.
Because she wouldn't give it to her. And then one of the women in this said, you were even willing to say, I'll pay $1 million more than it's worth. I want
this
house.
Right.
It sounds like it was a huge wig out on Luann's part.
No, it was. And and Luann said, I've been sober for months. Then I'd have a glass of wine here and a glass of wine there. And then the lawsuit with my kids was the straw that broke the camel's back. And so she did admit to starting drinking before.
Yeah, I don't think she was committed to sobriety when she first did
it.
But it says a lot that when she did lose control the second time around, Barbara ended up being her power of attorney.
I mean, I'm like, how do you do that? It's like, it's got to be bad if
yeah,
Barbara
really
could take
bad.
Her power of attorney.
Unless Luann, you know, signed it over to her in a moment of lucidity and was just like,
but you
this
can't.
Is better for me.
You can't. Like, lawyers have to agree. Like, someone has to agree outside of Luann, because if she's that crazy, she can't sign over that.
No, I'm saying, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, her family had to be involved. Someone had to be involved to be like, Yes, I agree. My mother's crazy. They took her power from her. She didn't sign it over.
It's pretty drastic.
It's pretty drastic. And they were going into her phone and recounting emails and text messages. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm surprised they kept it. I mean, we knew that she went back to rehab, but I'm surprised they kept it as quiet as they did.
I am too, because it sounds, hearing back on it, it sounds so much worse than what, in my mind as a Housewives fan, was just like, oh, poor Luann, she fucked up again, she's back in rehab. You know, kind of like a, not to normalize going in and out of rehab, but it didn't sound like she was completely wigged out, which she clearly was.
Yeah, she was a mess, apparently, and she doesn't remember any of it, which makes sense.
And I like, this is, again, this whole little talk that they're having at the table, this is one of the reasons I like Real Housewives of New York so much. I feel like the women are all, like, really friends. You know, I feel like they're, to hear that Barbara, or whoever they introduced into the thing.
I remember Luann saying, you know, Bethany had just met Anne through this. And she's like, I know, and now we're friends. Yeah. Like, I talk to her all the time because of your intervention crap.
Yeah. Which is cute. But I like that. I like that there's, true relationships. And I also like the way that, I don't think these women give two fucks whether they're on camera or not. They're going to act the same way.
No, it does.
On or off.
It does. I mean, I
compared to other franchises.
I do, but I also think that Bethany is a little bit more aware of the cameras. And I don't know if you remember, but Bethany and Luann, like, Bethany hated Luann, like, in the last couple of seasons.
Oh, when she called her, when she called her a whore?
Yeah, something like that. Like, and you know, I think there's some truth to what Ramona said, how it's, like, out of default that
Bethany's friends with Bethany. Yeah. I just like, I don't know. To me, I feel like the New York women are much more.
It's got to be my favorite, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it. It does. Yeah, there's some realness there. So Bethany then brings up Dorinda and the clam bake. And I guess Barbara kind of explains the plan that she's going to call or text Luann and try to, you know, just have that first interaction. And Luann says, I don't want a text. I want a phone call.
No, Barbara says, if Dorit reaches out.
She calls her Dorit? Dorinda.
Dorinda, sorry.
Yeah.
If she's going to talk to... Barbara says, if Dorinda reaches out to Lou with a call or a text, that would make it okay. That's what... She's telling Sonia, right?
No, she's told the group. Bethany's like, what's the deal with Dorinda coming to the plane?
Right.
Barbara fills in what her and Sonia decided. She'll call or text Luann.
Right.
And then Luann says, I don't want a text. I want a phone call.
See, you know.
No, it's like too much.
I know. Luann.
It's too much. All right, so let's move on to the next morning at Ramona's. The ladies are getting ready for tennis.
This whole scene cracked me up.
I know, it's ridiculous. And Ramona's tennis instructor is hot, by her terms.
But Ramona won't date him because he's a tennis pro.
Yeah, she'll only take lessons from him.
Now, Becky, I'm pretty sure that this is some kind of Hamptons rule that I will never be on the inside of. Like, you just don't date your tennis pro.
Are a tennis pro? Maybe doesn't have enough money. Maybe they don't make...
I don't know.
Maybe it's the income bracket they're in.
It just cracked me up. It's like, no, are those the rules?
No, he's
rules?
A tennis pro.
Yeah,
I don't
just don't do that. You don't do that. Pro,
but I'll take lessons from him. Dorinda in her confessional.
I loved it. When she's hiring people to flirt with
Ramona
now.
Yeah, Ramona loves to flirt. Now she's hiring people so she can flirt constantly. Of course she is.
I love it.
Of course she is. Why wouldn't she?
And already, this is only, episode 2? She's already hired one person per episode to flirt with.
Yes. And I don't know if you noticed in her confessional, my daughter saw this, and she was like, where is she? And I was, there's a big stone fireplace and a purple couch, and I was like, it may be her Catskills house. And my daughter said, it looks like a green screen. And I was like, it totally does. They filmed her confessional in front of a green screen. No. So I'm wondering if they do that with some of them.
Ooh, we'll have to dig deeper and look into
that. I know.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Tinsley is a big tennis player. She was ranked nationally and played at Columbia University.
It turns out she's a pretty good tennis player.
I know, and it's like... do you know who you invited onto your tennis court, Ramona?
Yeah.
I don't think you do.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't have done it.
Mm-mm.
And the tennis pro is obviously impressed with Tinsley.
Well, she's 25 years younger than Ramona.
Oh my gosh.
She can play tennis for real.
Right.
And, you know, and she's cute as a button.
Yeah.
So, of course, I mean, of course the tennis pro that By the way, Sonia wants, I mean, I keep saying that, Sonia, Ramona, like, would never, you know, seriously date.
Yeah.
She's still pissed that she's not getting all the attention.
No, Dorinda in her confessional says, Tinsley's getting a little too many balls hit towards her. Ramona ain't going to be happy. On this court here, Ramona Singer wants all the balls. Just to her, just for her, and she wants them hard. Like, oh my God, Dorinda, you so have her number.
She does. I was only hoping that Dorinda would end that with, and she wants them in her mouth.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Of course.
So, of course, Ramona is not liking this at all.
No, and Tinsley's feeling it.
Well, she's making all these comments. She's not even trying to hide it. She's like digging little digs at Tinsley. Then she tries blatant flirting with the pro, he's just like, so what does she do? I'm not going to play anymore.
She says, my tennis game isn't the best because I traveled for 3 weeks and then it rained a lot in the Hamptons. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh my God, whatever. Tinsley hasn't played in years.
It was so pathetic when she's leaving. She's just like,
I worked out already this morning.
You can finish playing this. I already worked out. I worked out for an hour. I did core fusion today. And yesterday. I know. So I'm just kind of, it's like, oh God, that's so sad. Yes. Stop. And then the tennis pro's like, yeah, well, whatever. Get the hell out of here. Just leave me alone with the hot tennis playing chick. Oh my God.
Like, we're just playing a game here.
Yeah.
All right. So then Barbara meets Bethany at Bethany's investment property that's on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
The house was built in 1810.
Yeah.
That's old. She rents it out for 8 weeks a year at $115, and it only costs her $80,000 to run. But yeah, so she just wants Barbara's opinion, and it looks in like pristine condition.
It's pretty amazing. Gorgeous. I mean, it's a gorgeous house.
And it's true, like all of the moldings that are in there, the trim, the
it's beautiful.
Wainscoting, like that stuff is really expensive.
You just said it.
What?
It weirded me out. Because Barbara said the word, she said it wainscoting. I've always called it wainscoting.
Oh.
Is there, and I don't know from things.
I'm sure it's the same thing. And
I know it's the same thing, but have you always called it wainscoting?
Yes.
And I've always called it wainscoting.
Hmm.
I have to look that up.
Yeah, we will. We'll have to look it up. Maybe that's the eastern, southerny,
It might be.
I don't know where Barbara's from. I need to do some research on her. Okay, we're back at Ramona's, and Sonia, they're asking Sonia about the dinner the night before.
Well, and if making digs at Luann is asking Sonia, they're just mean. It was kind of a mean girl moment.
Well, I mean, it was kind of funny. I mean, Sonia just says it's all about Luann, and Ramona's like, how do you go to rehab for 14 days? That's not rehab, that's a vacation. And it's kind of like, I get what she's saying.
Right.
And then they start, like, talking back and forth, Dorinda, and she's just trying to figure out, like, how long has she been in Rinda? How long has she been sober?
It was hilarious. They're talking over each other.
Yes, but so
with numbers. Like, are you hearing a 42, 40, 44, 53? What's going on?
And the whole time, Sonia, I got to read you what she said.
Okay.
Because it's kind of ridiculous. She's like, we were there being supportive of Luann and her mood. The mood of the dinner was not about dissecting Luann and her recovering, but supporting her mood and not taking her off the rails. Oh, I was like, what do you mean supporting her mood?
You mean her mood? You sound
mood.
Just like...
It was just kind of like, Sonia's just trying to be nice. Like, let's keep the peace.
Yeah. And Dorinda and Ramona are like, she's her own trigger. Listen.
Right. She is. And she's like, it's not my responsibility to, like, take care of... And Dorinda's right.
She's 100%
right.
Her
mood is not Dorinda's responsibility. Like, yes, you want to be considerate, but you can't blame anyone but Luann for her choices.
And then Sonia brings out the really bad news.
Oh, yeah. She's like, she, you know, about the clam bake. She wanted me to just bring... Tinsley because they didn't want any emotional triggers. And then Dorinda's like, oh wait, Barbara's already told me about the clam bake.
Yeah.
Like she's already invited me. Are you saying I'm disinvited?
I mean, what a way to hear that too.
I know, right?
It's kind of embarrassing.
So uncool for Barbara. Yeah. This is really uncool for Barbara.
Don't be all uncool.
And Sonia said, Barbara and everyone at the table agreed that since you guys haven't spoken, that you should just call Luann. And make sure she's comfortable. And she's like, no, I don't have to make Luann anything. It's not my responsibility.
I can see Dorinda's point 100%.
Absolutely. Well, I totally agree.
Also, I was kind of fascinated. I think I lost a lot of what was going on because I kept staring at Tinsley, who's just sitting there
with her bagel,
completely quiet, eyes wide as they can be, eating her bagel.
Yeah.
She's,
yeah.
That was smart. She just was like looking around like, oh,
I know. Well, and she does talk in the confessional. She's like, I don't understand why Luann needs this. And she's like, it's making things worse. And I almost feel like Luann wants to make things worse.
It does.
Mm-hmm. And so I think Dorinda's pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Barbara should have called Dorinda directly. She shouldn't have sent a messenger and caused all this drama.
Oh my God, that's such bad form.
Yeah, so Dorinda's like, listen, I appreciate you, Sonia. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be in the middle. I'm just going to go
to the hostess. Yeah.
And I'm going to call her and say, look, am I disinvited? It really does take the drama out of it, I feel like.
It totally does.
Yes.
I mean, let's not be high school kids.
Yes.
You tell her that I don't want, you know, him to come to the... So no, she's like, I'm not calling Luann, I'll tell you that much. Right. I will call Barbara.
Right.
And figure this out.
Okay, so Dorinda calls Barbara while Barbara is with Bethany.
Right when Barbara's picking out which room is hers in Bethany's new house.
Mm-hmm. So Dorinda's like, so I'm disinvited to the clam bake? What's Barbara's response, Raquel?
No! You're not uninvited.
You're not disinvited at all.
Yeah. Bark and no bite, like you said earlier.
Right? Uh-huh. And, you know, Dorinda just, like, goes off and doesn't let her get a
word in edgewise.
But I do think she's valid. She's like, look, I'm not calling her. We had one incident, and I apologized and apologized. And, you know, I've been a devoted friend to her for 13 years.
She also mentions that Luann has been trashing her in the press.
Yeah, she has. And she's like, and I kept my mouth shut. And so what I need is for her to assure me she's okay to see me. Like, she should call me and let me know that it's okay.
I don't think Dorinda would have said that unless somebody had thrown out the gauntlet of somebody needs to call somebody.
Right.
She wouldn't have cared either way.
Yes.
Bethany decides to hide under a pillow.
Mm-hmm. And then Dorinda does call her out for, you know, having erratic behavior and, you know, she says something to the effect of, like, she's fine. She wouldn't be doing these cabaret shows. She seems very confident. Like, you can't tell me she's not fine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but Barbara just wants her to make the phone call. And she's like, no, I'm not going to. We're not in that place. It's disingenuous. I'm not mad. But, you know, if this is the way you feel, I'll graciously disinvite myself.
Right. Mm-hmm. And even Ramona is like, this is ridiculous. You're invited.
And Tinsley's speaking up at this point. She's like, no, don't leave it like this. Like, it's ridiculous.
At one point, Ramona does grab the phone from Dorinda.
Yeah.
And I don't know what she's yelling. She's yelling something into the phone.
Yeah.
But as Bethany puts it, the call is Mach 5. Like, they've all gone crazy at this point. There's all this back and forth between all the ladies. And it's so fast. It's like, I can't even keep up. I have no idea.
Well, and Bethany says Dorinda's living in this argument and wants to prove her point. And it's like, why shouldn't she prove her point?
I do think that she needs to apologize for how she acted.
She did. That's what she's saying.
Okay.
I did. I did that for months, like right after it happened, like weeks.
So,
and she just wouldn't accept it.
Well, yeah, that's true. You're right. And I think when something like that happens, an apology is perfectly fine. Say you're sorry, it's good.
Right.
I think Dorinda is reading it correctly, where Luann wants her to get on bended knee, you know, or bend the knee to...
Well, I do have some other point of view as far as this whole Dorinda and Luann thing is concerned. I know someone, you know, who is in recovery and has been through the whole AA process, and... He was saying that it's obvious to him that Dorinda and Luann were drug buddies.
Really?
And so that's why it's making it so awkward for them, because nobody wants to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go in, when one person goes into recovery, they have to turn their back on that life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. Like, they haven't settled that.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. And I believe it.
Did you say drunk buddies or drug?
Drug.
Oh,
drug.
So you think they're doing coke? I think that they all do coke, like it's Studio 54.
Yeah,
you know?
I wouldn't say all. I wouldn't, like, use a blanket statement like that, personally. But I mean, there's
they
always
all,
been tell.
Even the dog.
Yeah, even the kids.
Even
the... There's been rumors.
Yeah, tons of rumors. And you can see, like... I never picked up on that. That would be something...
Well, it's just, you know, when someone's been through recovery and they're looking at this, they're seeing it from the inside out. They're like, I know exactly how that feels. Yeah, for sure.
Interesting. Well, at any rate, Barbara... calls Luann and lets her know that Dorinda is not going to reach.
And that was an uncool move too, because the way she brings it up, Barbara's like, "I got a really upsetting call from Dorinda, and she was really aggressive." It's just like, really? Do you have to, talk about it that way? And Luann says, you know, calls it pathetic, and she's like, "I knew she was not in a good place."
So now Dorinda's not in a good place. Nobody's in a good place.
Well, I mean, okay. The next scene, Barbara and Luann.
When they're shopping?
Yeah, they meet at the market.
How cute is that market?
I know.
I want everything in it.
Me too. I know. I'm jealous.
And by the way, was it just me or does Barbara walk like a biker? Did you see that?
She's kind of, yeah. I mean, well, I know what you're saying. She does have that kind of like.
She's like a total dude's dance, where it's just like, I'm coming in here, I'm getting.
I mean,
some
it's kind of her shape and stuff too.
It might be her shape, but she just walks very almost aggressively.
Yeah. So they meet at the market, and Luann is talking about Dorinda, and she said, "I knew she was not in the right headspace. I'm thinking it's intervention weekend. Do you think we need to have an intervention?"
Oh,
she was saying that about Dorinda.
Ring, ring, ring. Hi, is this the pot? This is the kettle. You're black.
I know. Well, it says, it's, you know, what I just mentioned about them being drug buddies.
Yeah, she doesn't
whatever.
Want, I think, she thinks she has a fear of missing out of, like, what Dorinda still gets to do because she's not gone to rehab.
Maybe that, or it's just because it's playing out on public television, they can't talk about some things.
Right, right.
You know?
Can you answer me this?
What?
What are spatulas?
Spatulas.
That's what
I know.
Do you hear Barbara?
Yes. Oh my God.
She doesn't have the right spatulas.
Yeah, I don't know what she's talking about. Like, whatever, Barbara. Like, so you don't cook.
You don't know what a spatula is? My God. I don't do brain surgery, but I know what a scalpel is.
Well, maybe it's like, you know how.
Oh, like Cooper? Yeah. Like how Kennedy would say? Like
yeah,
Boston?
Yeah, like you add an R on the end.
No, it was very much, I don't think I have the right spatulas.
Spatula. Yeah. Like you call your friend Lisa, Leeser.
Yeah, but she's a
spatula.
I don't think it was that.
I don't know what you're talking about, Raquel. But anyway, back to Barbara and Luann talking about Sonia, or not Sonia, Dorinda. Barbara says, Sonia said that Dorinda's not drinking. And Luann's just like, I don't know, the way she drinks, I couldn't stop drinking on my own unless I went to rehab. She's been drinking for too long to do it on her own. God bless her if she can. I'm happy for her. It's pretty like crazy that Luann's calling her out. And even Barbara in her confessional says, do I think Dorinda needs to go to rehab? Not necessarily. And I don't think Luann's the person to tell her to get there either.
I don't either.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you remember last season or the season before, it was Sonia who had the alcohol problem.
Yeah.
And then it was Luann. And then it's like, this is a common theme that's running through the whole thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So anyway.
Anyway.
So we're back at Ramona's.
All right.
Ramona comes out with Dayglo yellow shoes.
Oh my gosh.
Those are horrible.
So weird. Well, and what she wears them with. She wears them with an all black outfit. It's like, what is the, what are you, I just don't get it.
I love that it, I don't even think it occurs to Ramona that to not go to the clam bake at all.
No,
I'm gonna go.
Well, she does say, I don't know if I'm invited, and she's like trying to take extra gifts. So she's like, I'll take extra gifts so they can't kick me out. And it's like, I'm sure they still could.
Yeah.
And Dorinda's like, you don't need to kiss their ass. Like, the one gift is fine. But yeah, let's get to the Tyler Perry quote.
Oh my God. Well, Dorinda tells Ramona, they're sitting outside, and she's like, I'm not going to call Luann.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send this text. Mm-hmm. Read it, and what do you think? And Ramona reads it. She thinks it's fabulous and quite appropriate, which were her words. Yeah. That already makes me worry, because if Ramona thinks it's fabulous and quite appropriate, odds are it's not.
It's like, Dorinda, look who you're talking to.
I know.
So the quote is, when you haven't forgiven those who've hurt you, you turn your back against your future. When you forgive, you start walking forward. So I guess Dorinda's saying, look, I've apologized. You can't forgive me. Like, that's the issue.
Right. I actually wrote this. Luann gets the text and reads it. Becky will have written it down. It's a nice quote, but then we find out it's a quote by Tyler Perry. And now, I don't know much about Tyler Perry except that he makes the Madea movies, but that is not flying for some reason.
That she used his quote. Yeah, they're like, what, shouldn't she be quoting Gandhi?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, if the quote fits, why not? Why does it really matter?
I mean, if she had left his name
off.
They're
not even paying attention to the quote.
To the words. And I actually looked up this quote because I was curious about it.
Uh-huh.
It was in an interview that Tyler Perry was doing with Oprah Winfrey.
Oh.
Where he had talked about his father or his stepfather, and they were abusive in some way, and this was how he responded to dealing with it. So it's actually a very nice
thing. I mean,
maybe she could have left off Tyler Perry.
I mean, you can't really quote someone and say, you know, act like you said it.
I mean, I guess
or you could just write TP.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's because he's like the Madea movie guy.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe that like makes it less legit.
It does
seem
like an appropriate saying for this situation.
It does.
I don't know. You know, whatever. They think it's funny. But Luann looks like a dork because she's like, oh, that's so deep. And it's like, what's wrong with what the quote says? Like, the fact that it's Tyler Perry is what you're making fun of. Like, is there now an issue with the quote?
Yeah. I don't know if they're like, because Tyler Perry's not, you know, Mahatma Gandhi, he's not, you know, don't quote anyone unless they're known for their, you know, world peace stance.
Yeah.
And their Madea movies. I don't know.
Whatever. All right. So
anyway,
we go to the clam bake.
God damn it with the food in these shows.
I know. I want to go to the clam bake.
Oh, my God.
I want to go to the clam bake.
I'm dying. I'm looking at all this seafood, and then it occurred to me.
What?
They're trying to kill Bethany.
They are trying. Why is Bethany going to the clam bake?
Okay, so I had to look this up, too, because I'm like, you can't
have. What is her allergy?
She would die. It's a non-shellfish.
So she can have shellfish.
So shellfish, she's perfectly fine with. It's regular fish, salmon, whatever. And it's very serious, apparently. It's like transmitted through air. That's why the plane had to turn around and all that stuff.
Well, I just don't understand why you would have shellfish if you can't have fish.
I don't know. Apparently,
don't they like mix and touch and
like in the ocean?
I don't know. Like in the store?
I don't know.
Sold at the grocery store? Like she needs to go to, I don't know.
I don't know.
Processed in the same plant?
I was really happy to find out that she could, in fact, eat shellfish because it's shitty enough having an allergy that could kill you.
Right.
On top of that, not being able to eat lobster would just, it's like somebody up there hates
oysters. You. Oysters. Mm-hmm. I know, right? What did you do, Bethany?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about their outfits.
Well, wait. First, Barbara, she over-ordered lobster.
Oh, that's a big problem,
you know,
Barbara.
What? No, she didn't. Because that's impossible.
I know, right? Yes, you're going to have some lobster rolls tomorrow.
Dude,
make it with your spatula.
With your spatula, make some omelets with lobster omelets. Have some lobster salad.
Lobster enchiladas.
Oh, my God. All right.
All right, so Bethany arrives and her hair looks terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But she did say she had just gotten out of the ocean, so maybe that's why she didn't have time to make her hair look decent.
And what's she wearing?
It looks like an angel's muumuu.
It's a muumuu.
Yeah.
It just enforces my future muumuu wardrobe that I am hanging on to.
What are you going
to
do, that satin lamé?
Maybe. Hmm. Maybe for a fancy evening out.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I did like her muumuu, actually. Barbara gives them a tour, and yes, her house is poorly decorated.
Very badly decorated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of shocking.
Yeah.
I kind of thought you'd like it. I thought we were opposites in this.
Well, no, I do have taste is the problem.
Oh, but anyway, yeah. Apparently she has ADD interior design. Ramona's outfit is the worst. Mm-hmm. The black tops and black pants with the neon yellow shoes.
I don't understand.
Okay, this is what I also don't understand. Ramona, Tinsley, and Sonia are pulling in.
Okay, this was awesome. Are you talking about the timing?
Yes.
Okay, this is what it felt like before you even get into it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about how junior high schoolers act if they were in spy school. Spy junior high schoolers. So we're going to set your timer for 30 minutes.
Okay.
30 minutes.
So I don't know why Tinsley has to be involved in this.
I know. Well, she's the timekeeper.
Okay. So Ramona instructs Tinsley to tap her on the shoulder mm-hmm. at 30 why? Minutes in.
Why?
So she can figure out what to do and not do. And then taps Sonia at 1 hour mm-hmm. to say we need to exit.
Uh-huh.
So then in Ramona's confessional, she's like, the 30-minute timer is to talk to Barbara about Luann and Dorinda. Mm. I don't want to go in too quick.
Right.
Because a lot of times I'm a bull in a china shop. I've got to pace myself. And it's just like, oh my gosh. And I know Tinsley's like, just set your own freaking timer.
Right?
Like, why do I have to come tap you?
It's so silly. It's
like
ridiculous.
You are so... it's just Ramona. She has to be waited on hand and foot.
I know.
Like, I've got to get someone to do something
and
for
I'm
me.
And I'm not going to say please. Like, set your timer.
Like, I'm your hostess, so this is what you have to do for me.
She's such a piece of work.
She really is. But it's interesting. I feel like Ramona knows some of these ladies the best.
Mm.
It's like she's been around the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, she called Bethany out on not getting close to anyone, and she calls Luann out. She's like, Luann isn't telling Barbara the whole truth. Luann doesn't always tell the truth, at least not the whole truth. Only the truth that works for Luann. That's her truth. Luann's truth. Which I kind of feel like Ramona might be right about this one.
You know, it's very hard for me to agree with anything Ramona says, because most of the time it's batshit crazy.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We'll see.
I just feel like it's a little too soon into Luann's recovery process for her to be the right one.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
To like, I feel like she's still kind of a mess.
Well, and we're kind of left with, they will get kicked out of spy school because they can't even find the backyard.
It's like a circus, them trying to get into this party, is it not? It's like the most ridiculous thing ever.
Walking through the front door and finding your way to the backyard.
Yeah.
It's virtually impossible.
I know. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And then it's like they walk out. Ramona steps out and it's like, dun, dun, dun. Oh my gosh.
And now we have to wait till next week to see how it plays out.
How
the shit will literally hit the fan.
Literally. It's going to be literally.
Oh, literally.
Oh my gosh, all right. You guys. This is a really good season for New York.
I'm digging New York so far.
I'm enjoying it. I'm ready for, you know.
Ready to see what goes down.
Yeah, I'm ready to get all the ladies in the room together.
Yeah, that's it for sure.
I think it'll probably happen this week.
So, well, until next week, nobody puts me in a box unless it's a box of wine.
And two opinions are always better than one, especially if they're both mine.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Have a great week.
Ooh,
bye.